So how does it feel to be a trendsetter? Everybody's talking about the read option, and whether it's fit for the NFL.
We're just trying to win football games. That's all we're trying to do. Take advantage of the guys we have on our football team and utilize their talents the best we can to win.
Had you ever called anything similar to that in your career?
Yeah, I called it once up in Laramie and broke my collarbone, my first rib when I was playing. But other than that, no.
So you actually called it? Like,
yeah, I actually took the snap and got killed, so it wasn't a good deal.
Who is the story you've told Tim? Or?
Yeah, they all laugh about it when we started doing this. Last year, actually, we were telling some stories about things, and I told them my great experience with one option play.
Who was the first guy who said, hey, you know what, let's start running read option with Tim?
This year, you mean? We did the same thing we did last year.
Okay.
We did the same thing, so we practiced all last year. We had it in all year this year, so we've been doing it for, 2 years now.
Obviously pretty heavy in the Raiders game, more heavy than we've seen in the past, though, of course.
Yeah, it's just something that we thought, going into the game plan, a couple things that we had in for him to take advantage of what they were going to do, and that's, this week we're in it more than we have in the past.
Do you have a name for it?
Yeah, we have a play called that just for different variations of it, yes.
But no specific nickname.
Yeah, we have a play called, there's a specific name for every play, but yes, I'm not going to tell you that right now.
Do you see that? I mean, obviously when the Wildcat was successful, teams copy. I think teams will copy it
anymore. You have to have a unique quarterback to be able to do some of this stuff. The whole Wildcat thing actually came from Brett Bazinet in Carolina. And not in Miami. When we were in Carolina, Brett Bazinet was our third quarterback, and that's when Dan Henning was there with us, and that's where all that came from, and then Dan just did a bunch of it down there. So you have to have the right guy to be able to, to read that stuff and make good decisions with the football and move the ball down the field.
What's the challenge been like for you guys to update it week to week now that you've got...
Well, we're just, it's things we've been doing the last 2 years, to be perfectly honest with you. We just haven't run it as much in games, and there's always going to be a couple things we've talked about, building off of. But you like to keep things as similar as possible to your normal game plan, so the guys up front know what to block and how to block certain schemes. And because the thing you have in this system now is that you're going to see certain things on Sundays that you haven't prepared for, because the team's got to figure out how to stop it.
Is it... the key to continue running and successfully, being able to throw some of those, like the 2 touchdown passes downfield to keep people honest?
Balance is the key in everything in an offensive system. You got to be able to run it, you got to be able to throw it. And the one thing, if you get one dimensional in this league, they're going to expose you somehow.
How much is the playbook changing from week to week? Or, I mean, maybe expanding as Tim is getting more comfortable and the receiver is getting more comfortable. And
well, the numbers really haven't changed of the volume that we have from week to week. It's just you do certain things to utilize your talent that you have. And there's certain things when Kyle was playing that we were going to do that we wouldn't be running with Tim, or if Brady was playing, or when, now that Tim's playing, there's certain things. That's our job as coaches, to kind of decide, what are the best drop back passes, play action passes, moving the pocket. What are the best run plays? When Willis was out, what does No'Shawn do better than Will? Or what are those things that fit your talent? And that's our job as coaches, and do whatever we can to win.
Do you like that challenge? What are the meetings?
That's what we get paid to do. That's our job, and our job on every Sunday is, we're going to make adjustments, or during the week we're going to try to put the best plan together. It doesn't always work out the exact way you want to, but that's what we do all week long from, early Monday morning till, kickoff time. You're always trying to do something better and improve or get one little play so you can, take advantage of it in the game.
You guys haven't taken a lot of obviously when Kyle was quarterback, it's a different mm-hmm. type of deal, but, I've taken a lot of shots downfield with Tim. Do you think that's just an evolving thing, and again, game planning for opponents?
Well, I think if you go back certain games, you look at the Miami game, we had a couple shots called. And for one reason or another, we might not have thrown them. The same thing in the Detroit game. We had a couple plays designed, like we threw the one to Eric Decker, to him, and then we had a double move over to Eddie Royal that was covered, so we came off and checked it down. So we've called certain plays, but there's going to be certain coverages they're going to run, they're going to take things away, and it's just a matter, you like to take 2 or 3 here and there and see what happens.
Is that a confidence thing too with Tim, taking that shot downfield instead of taking the safer kind of...
Well, no, I think it's all going to be situation specific. Is there a certain time in the game where you're going to get a certain coverage where you might get Eddie up over the top, or DT, Eric Decker, whoever it's going to be, Matt Willis. Is there a time or the right coverage you want to take it against? And then, you hope that that's the coverage they're going to play. But there'll be times where, hey, they're going to change, or they're going to cloud to something, maybe double a guy where you can't throw that shot.
What do you make of the Kansas City secondary? At times it seems they've been very opportunistic, and then other times... Matt Moore kind of carved him up.
Well, that's the game of football. You could say the same about every team. I think in the league there's certain Sundays that you're better than other weeks. They've created a lot of turnovers, you know, got a bunch of interceptions this year, and it's all part of the game.
Just a couple more for coaches.
Is Tim any less susceptible to big hits when he runs around the edge than, say, he's in the pocket or running up the middle? He said it's a little bit of a misnomer to say that, you know, he's exposing himself to bigger hits doing that. What's your thought?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes when you sit back in the pocket, you don't see some of those things. And if it's your blind side, you might see a guy scot-free who you thought was supposed to be blocked. I think when he's in the open field, he has a good feel for where guys are coming from, and you'll see some things. But, hey, when you play that style of football, you're going to take your shots. And it's part of the game, and, you know, he's going to learn, and he's learned already since last year. There's going to be an opportune time for him to take a hit, and when he needs to slide, get down, run out of bounds, and, you know, protect yourself because you're only going to take so many hits.
Is this a long-term scheme, or is this something that once Tim gets more comfortable in the passing game that you'll start to go away from more and more?
We're going to do whatever it takes to win football games, and whatever that is, whether it's run it as many times as we did last week, if we got to throw more to win, that's all we're trying to do. So I can't really tell you it's going to be, you know, this many this week, this many next week. We're going to build and evolve around it and see what we can do as long as we get wins on Sundays. That's the key.
Back last December when you guys kind of started game planning for Tim, what was that process like? Who did you talk to? Who did you watch on film to kind of come up with the plays? Were you watching him in college?
Well, we all, you know, the guys that were still here, myself and Adam Gase, you know, we watched him last year, so you knew some things. And, you know, there's plenty of things that we did last year that we never ran in games. So we had kind of the foundation set for what we wanted to do with him. And then it was just a matter of, you know, over time, how much do we want to develop off of it?
Did you watch his college, Tim's college?
Well, yeah, before he came out, yes.
But to adapt it to see what his skills are, what maybe could work.
Well, there were certain things that we had saw, you know, take notes, or as you're watching other teams and college guys in the off season, you see some ideas, but then the thing is, you know, you have to have one of those guys to run it. So you make notes, and as coaches, you'll see plays you like, you know, you put them in a book, save them for a rainy day one day, and then, you know, situations like this come up, and you kind of go back to some of those crazy ideas you had and start using them.
But you haven't gone back in the past couple weeks and looked at college tape of Tim?
No, I have not.
All right, thanks, Coach.